Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Gates on top of the slot, looks weak side. Thompson, one-timer, scores! Thompson hammers it inside the back post. Another power play goal, and the Amherst regain the lead.
Meet the players' night for the Rochester Americans.
Josh Allen and Dean Marlowe are in the concussion protocol. As I said, we're going to chase the vision this week. Obviously, we're going to learn from the loss, just like we learned from our wins. We're going to learn from it, apply it best we can, and move forward against a good Tennessee Titans team this week.
Mike Danger.
We got to talk about Josh Allen.
Josh is just making silly mistakes, just trying to do too much with the ball.
Gene Battaglia.
Well, if you're going to get 10 wins, probably this is the one game you got to get at Tennessee. What do we make of Tennessee?
It's another good defense, giving up 15.5 points a game.
And a good environment down there.
It's the best time of year, Joe. Postseason starting up.
The wild card matchups?
Yeah, Brewers and Nats.
If there's one game and you know you need one pitcher to save your life on one day, it's always going to be Max Scherzer, even if he's not at his absolute best.
And you've got guys, like I said, Moustakas, Kane in there, who have been through the big moments as well, and they set the tone too. And Craig Counsell kind of pulling the levers there.
You're just going to have to beat better pitching.
Rochester Sports Leader, 95.7 ESPN.
Welcome to Happy Hour. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on AM 950 and 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester on the radio.com app. It is Meet the Amherst night here at the distillery on Mount Hope Avenue. Mike Danger here, Gene Battaglia there.
Yeah, as you can come down, the players will be out and about. You'll be able to recognize them with their sweaters on. And we're happy to be joined by Tage Thompson, Rochester Americans forward. Spent time, of course, with the Sabres last year. First round pick out of UConn, drafted by the St. Louis Blues. Tage, welcome. I'm happy you're here in Rochester, but how are you approaching this? Because I know, I don't know if bittersweet is the right word, but I know probably if you had your choice, you'd be up in Buffalo. So tell me where you're at right now.
Yeah, no, obviously, you know, you want to play in the NHL. I think that's everyone's goal at the end of the day. But at the same time, I'm excited to get the season started, especially with this group of guys, you know, coming down at the end of the season last year and getting a few games, and then that little playoff run we had. I know it didn't go the way we hoped, but we got a real solid group of guys and great coaching staff, so I'm really excited to get things going.
Tage, I remember when you were sent down, and I remember the comments you made when you were sent down, specifically talking about the culture, the difference in culture, and I brought it up with Don Stevens, I brought it up with Gord a few minutes ago. The culture here in Rochester versus what you experienced during your time in Buffalo last season. Can you speak to those differences a little bit? I know that a big part of that culture is, hey, we're winning versus we're not winning as many games as we'd like to.
Yeah, no, and I'm obviously fairly new to the organization. And, you know, as far as success goes, obviously we've been struggling in Buffalo for a little bit, but we're making strides. And I think, you know, we're starting to turn the corner here. And it's exciting to be part of, you know, I guess the new guys trying to, you know, change things. Up there, and I, as far as you know, it goes down here. I think you see the winning culture and just the way the guys carry themselves. I mean, I've had success for the past few years now, and last year was a really, really strong season for them. And I think you could just feel that for me personally when you came down into the locker room. I think everyone was just so positive and confidence in the room. I think you know, positivity spreads, and you know, it was a really fun time to play and just you know, relax and you can just go have fun out there.
And Tage Thompson, first-round pick out of UConn, who will be helping the Rochester Americans out. For how long? I don't know. When they tell you, and I would assume it's face-to-face, that you're coming back down, what did the coaching staff tell you that you needed to work on, that you got to get back up to Buffalo at some point?
Yeah, just completing my all-around game. I think for me the biggest thing that they want is just to learn when to use my skill and when to be smart with the puck, making sure that I'm not turning pucks over in the D zone or in the neutral zone trying to beat guys one-on-one. You know, I've had a tendency to do that in the past, and that's something I think I'm getting better at. And I think, you know, my time down here will help progress that and, you know, learn when to use my skill and when to make smart, simple plays.
Tage, you're a young guy. I mean, I think a lot of fans forget you know, that you've got a lot of youth on your side. You've been through a lot in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
How can all of this adversity that you've been through, whether it was being drafted by the Blues, then dealt to the Sabres, now here in Rochester, how does this mentally prepare you for a season? How does it improve your mental game, your mental toughness?
I think it only helps me. You know, I've been through a lot. You know, not only my pro career, but before that, you know, facing adversity. You know, when I was younger, playing at the program, 13th forward or whatever, getting passed over there, and you know, kind of always been someone that people have overlooked. And no, I think going through that adversity, you know, it sucks at the time, but I think when you take a step back and kind of look back at it, you know, getting through those tough times only makes you stronger because you're going to face adversity.
Do you play with that chip on your shoulder? Do you use use that to motivate you?
Absolutely, yeah. I think everyone does. You know, everyone's going to go through ups and downs in their career, and you know, when things are going easy, it's easy to feel good about yourself. But you know, when people are against you and you know things aren't maybe rolling your way, you know, how can you stay up on yourself? And I think that's something that I've gotten really good at over the past couple of years, and something that I think is going to make me a better player in the long run.
So you're talking about fighting for ice time. Where I mean, you're talking about junior. Is this before UConn? I mean, dive into that because it seems like that's part of your makeup here that you have to fight for everything. Right?
Yeah, I think I've been in a situation where I've had to earn everything I've gotten, and I think that's good. I mean, you know, it's hard. I think it makes you appreciate everything you get more. So when you do get that ice time, that top six line minutes, power play minutes, you know, you don't take it for granted. You know how hard it was to get there. And at the same time, you know, you see other guys on your team that are in the role that you used to be in, where whether it's fourth line, 13th forward, not getting those minutes. And, you know what they're going through. And it's something that you can help them out a little bit. And, you know, I think that's something that for me, when I went into UConn, you know, I got opportunity right away with first line power play minutes, and there's guys on our team that were fourth line and not playing, and you know, you can see like how frustrating it is for them. And you know, having gone through that, you know, you don't take it for granted. You know how hard it was, and you can help them out. So it's nice. I think, like I said, it helps you round out not only your game but your character off the ice.
Tage, we know that you were a welcome contributor to the Amherst at the end of last season. We know that the season didn't end the way we wanted it to end. Talk about how the season ended. Talk about the difference between the regular season and the postseason, what you experienced last year in that short series against Toronto.
Yeah, that was the first time I've actually played in a pro playoff. I mean, when I came out of school, I went to Chicago, and you know, we had a really solid team there, and played in playoffs. I wasn't really a huge piece of that. I was kind of more just getting the feel for pro hockey and experiencing that. But coming down the second time around here in Rochester, being a big part of the team, and you know, playing for the first time in a pro playoff, was really a fun experience. Obviously, the intensity picks up quite a bit, and you know, you see how much the details matter. I think the littlest things are the difference between winning and losing. I think we saw that obviously in the first round there, where maybe things didn't roll our way. We had to fight a lot of adversity through the first two games, and that's something we can take into this season with us, I think, and I think we got the group to do it.
Tage Thompson, our guest here, is Don Stevens doing the emceeing here behind us for Meet the Players Night here, as we invite you down to the distillery on Mount Hope. Tage, when you come to Buffalo, there are other hockey markets where you can live almost anonymously. I mean, I take Robin Leonard, say, for example, with the Islanders, and he can live his life in New York City. For a young player like you, when you come into Buffalo, I'm sure this is true in Toronto and Montreal and everybody else, where they were on a team that won 10 straight games, and all of a sudden it starts going bad for the team and people have their ideas. Was that at all difficult for you going through that stretch and just living as a public figure in Buffalo?
Yeah, I mean, I think that goes back to the adversity thing. I think, you know, our room, you know, we definitely felt the pressure kind of slipping after that 10-game win streak. And, you know, I think that negativity on the outside can get to you sometimes. I think we let it get to us a little too much, and I think that's where we got to be better as a group and individually. Just being strong and positive within your own abilities and with yourself and knowing what you're capable of. It doesn't matter what people on the outside say. You know, you're going to have that everywhere you go. So at the end of the day, you know, it's about the team and the people inside the locker room doors. So I think that was a big thing last year. I think that's something we're going to learn from. We got a pretty young team in Buffalo and down here for Rochester. So I think just learning from last year, for me individually, just not letting that outside noise get to you is a big thing.
Amherst forward Tage Thompson, our guest here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. We're live from the distillery on Mount Hope Avenue. Meet the Amherst Night on ESPN Rochester. Tage, I'm curious, who in the Rochester Americans locker room, you mentioned that there's a lot of youth, but there's also a lot of veterans on this team. Yeah. Who are you looking up to? Who's a mentor to you? Who are you tight with right now with the Amherst? Who's helping you out?
Honestly, I know a lot of the younger guys just from, you know, development camps and skating with them in the summer and training. We got a really solid group. Oh, this is one of the best groups I've been with by far, character-wise, and just group of guys. It's a real family, to be honest. And I think the older guys are unbelievable. You know, sometimes you can get this has never been the case with me, but sometimes you can get older guys that are kind of distant from the younger guys. And you know, I think the older guys here, like Reds and Ports, they do a great job. Pacer, you know, just connecting with the young guys, you know, make them feel welcome in the locker room. And I think that goes a long way, because you know, when you're a young guy, it may not be a big deal for one of those older guys to come over and say hi, but that goes a long way for a younger guy. It makes you feel a lot more comfortable.
Tage, I love we were just talking about before you came on, you didn't play just one sport, because so many of these kids you see now just one sport. You also played baseball, anything else growing up?
I played baseball. That was kind of my big sport other than hockey, and then, you know, just golf for fun. But baseball was my big sport besides hockey.
I don't know. Were you on the mound? I'd be frightened if you were on the mound.
Yeah, I was a pitcher and shortstop. Those were my two positions.
You always had this height when you were playing baseball too?
You know, I've been fairly taller for my age, you know, growing up, but never this height. I'd be curious to see. I haven't thrown a ball in quite a while, so.
We've seen Chris Taylor get called up in the absence of illness with the Sabres organization. Gord Dineen stepping up as the interim head coach. Any drop-off there, any difference between the two styles, between Dineen and Tails? We've talked to Tails several times. We've talked to Dineen for the first time today. We see some similarities. I'm curious as to what your thoughts are on the situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone between the staff up in Buffalo and down here, I think everyone's kind of on the same page and got the same goals and what we're pushing for. And, you know, there's not really a discrepancy between up top in Buffalo and down here. I think kind of the same message has been spread throughout. And I think Gord's doing a great job. I mean, it's been day one for me here. But like I said, going back to last year, just that confidence and the positivity, you know, it's fun. It's playing hockey's fun, and I think that's something big that they promote down here, and I think the guys, you know, really take that to heart.
So when the first losing streak happens, and it is hockey,
I mean,
you're gonna
happen.
So how do you become Mr. Positive? I mean, because what I'm taking away from our conversation is that was one thing you learned last year, and it's easy to say, but how do you put that in action?
Oh, it's tough to put into action. I mean, obviously it's easy to say, you know, let's be positive, but I mean, that's kind of where you got to take a step back from hockey, right, and look at it, you know, in a bigger picture. And, you know, we get to play hockey for a living. That's not something too many people get to say. And honestly, you're living a dream, and that's something I've been waiting for my whole life and working for my whole life. And when you're finally here, you know, it is fun. And even when you're losing, I mean, obviously losing sucks, and no one wants to lose. But at the end of the day, you're playing hockey for a job, and not too many people get to do that. So you just got to be positive about that.
Tage, what's your initial impression of Ralph Krueger with the Sabres?
Awesome. Great guy, great communicator, real calmness behind the bench. And I think that calmness kind of just exudes out throughout the bench and through the team, and you can just relax and go play your game. And going off that great communication, you know, he's really easy to talk to, real approachable, which also, you know, makes a lot of the guys more comfortable in the locker room. You know, you're not scared to go up to him and ask him a question or something like that. So it's just that calmness and confidence he has about him that it makes it real fun to play for.
We never really had the big blockbuster trade we were all waiting for the Sabres. So were you at all on pins and needles this year? And I guess the fact that, hey, this Jason Bottrell, we're sticking with you guys here.
Yeah, no, I mean, I kind of just go about my day, you know. yeah. I don't really worry too much about what he's got planned. That's, you know, I mean, he's a GM for a reason. I'm just a player, so I just kind of do what I do, you know, come to the rink every day, work hard and have a good time and try to make other guys' day better. So whatever, that kind of goes along with the outside noise, right? Something I can't control. You just keep working and keep trying to get better.
Well, Tej, we wish you the best of luck this season. We know you're going to have success, whether it's here or in Buffalo, wherever your talents might take you. You've got the right attitude and the right frame of mind, and you know we're starting to see you having this experience with you and being able to talk to you. You know, we understand why the Sabres organization felt as strongly about you as they did. We know that you have nothing but success in your future.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Tej Thompson, Ford Rochester American.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.